back in the promised land. Ba 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 we're lambs. Ba 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 we're lambs. Ba 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 we're lambs. Ba 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 we're lambs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Buddy joining you out tonight. Glad to have you in here. We got a great program for you. Part four of this race mix in the sand. It's a question. It's a fair question to ask in this modern society. Who says it's not? What do you say? The final decision doesn't rest with you or me. For the world. It rests with the word of Yahweh. The books are going to be opened. You're going to be judged. You're going to stand before Him. You better get it right down here before it's too late. I'll be right back. Well, you know, let me just get something straight up front. Everybody would acknowledge it's the lambs that are going to go to heaven. Now, when I talked about heaven last night, heaven's coming down. When I say go to heaven, you're not going to go out here in the wild blue yonder and fly away. Now, the place of the dead, when you die, the Bible talked about that being the resurrection. You empty your body, the lambs and the sheep. Did you know that the Bible would talk about an evil race in the earth? How'd they get here? Are they going to be saved? I said last night, if Cain came to the church today, 99% of the Christian churches would save him, not knowing the difference. Couldn't discern. The Bible said that Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light. All the angels of light that I know are there in the Christian church, most of them. Some of the biggest devils that I ever had an encounter with is right in the church. That's where they come to. Where do you think they're going to go to? They ain't going over to the world, the bars, or the jib joints, or the drug houses. They're already there. I mean, they've got that sewed up. Who are they to deceive? The very elect, they're coming where the elect are. That's what their purpose is, to deceive the very elect. Now, I want to ask you a question. The parable of the tares that we've talked about in the 13th in chapter, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that sowed a good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy... Wait a minute now. And while men slept, his enemy... Did you know you got an enemy? The church will save him too. I mean, the devil can slip out in the church undetected. And yet Yahweh said, I know where Satan's seat is when he's talking to the church, the seven churches. He said, I know where Satan's seat is. He dwells, he's a tare. He dwells, where does he dwell? Out here in the world? No. He dwells with the wheat. The wheat is the sons of Yah, the daughters of Yah. The tares are of the wicked one. They were sown into the earth, and in the book of Revelations, in chapter 2, verse 9, it just tells you who they are. Angels in the flesh. Angels in the flesh. The Greek would have translated this correctly if it had not been for the serpent seed, I believe. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again, John 3:7. In the Greek, that word should have been translated born from above and not born again. You say, well, it's insignificant. What does it matter? Born above or born again? It greatly matters. In the Strong's, the term born again means from above, from a higher place of things which come from heaven, where that belongs to the kingdom of heaven, from the first and from the beginning, from the very first, and to be anew over again. In other words, it should read, except a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God, and you must be born from above. The Apostle Peter says, being born not again, but born from above, not of corruptible seed. Now, wait a minute here. Is there a corruptible seed on the earth that you can, or somewhere? Where did Cain come from, pray tell me? Was he righteous? Was he born again? Did he have a chance to be born again? Or, oh yeah, I'll give it to you, brother. The church world will born him again. All he's got to do is show a willingness to confess Christ. Did Cain object to confessing Christ? No! Went right up there after he killed his brother and made an offering and tried to worm his way in. Well, the preachers of today would took him in a heartbeat. I mean, he had some talent. Yeah, he really did. And that's what they look for. Big tie pairs and talent. Those that walk among us today who cannot be redeemed because they were sent here by Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the terror himself, and he is the father of that seed line. But the Christians will save them. They don't even preach against it. Now, I've been talking about the multiracial people that mix their blood. Who would encourage them to do that? Would you? Would it ever cross your mind to encourage these that are mixing today? You know, it had to start somewhere. 100 years ago, it was unheard of here in America. 150 years ago, we didn't have any blacks here in America. They were all in Africa, in the boundaries that was set for them. Prepositioned. Just like those who are inherently wicked and speak evil and think nothing but evil. That they don't have a consciousness. They can't blush. Oh, Pastor Buddy, now there you are with the mirror. You want everybody that comes in your church, stand in front of the mirror and blush. I didn't write the Bible. Do not accept anything in the congregation that can't blush. You say, well, no, I know that's racial. You shouldn't even bring that up. What about these poor little children that can't blush? You tell me they're going to hell, but God knows they're not. They're welcome over to our church. What about Esau? You think he could go over there? You think his people could blush with a conscience? I wouldn't think so. Well, did Yahweh soften up his stand against Esau because he had little children? Did David soften his stand? Well, listen to this. These are from the underworld or the spirits of evil. Satan fathered children into the world. His progeny, Cain, and Cain's offspring. And Cain began to affect, or infect is a better word. He began to infect because he was a pretty cool dude. He was pretty talented, like I said. And he loved to worship. He just didn't love to worship under the guidelines of the covenant. Now, there's five covenants. Can you believe that? There are really, actually, five covenants in the Bible that is spoken of for the dispensation, if you will, for you to understand who it was given to. It wasn't given to everybody. I just wish I could squeeze that little tidbit of information into your brain, if you got one, a spiritual brain. A covenant is an agreement between two people and involves promises on the part of each of the other. Now, my question to you, I won't start with Noah. I'll jump Noah, because you most of you know what happened in Noah's day. Let me jump Abraham. Now, we know that Yahweh promised Abraham seed. He promised Abraham seed, but not all of Abraham's seed. Now, wait a minute here. We're talking about exclusive covenant to a seed specifically identified in the Bible under Abraham. Which one was it, Pastor Buddy? Which one did receive the covenant blessings of salvation by grace? Now, I'm going to erase the G and bring it into focus on the word grace. Remove the word G, and what do you got? Yahweh promised salvation to a race. Not races. You of all the people, I have signed this covenant between you and me, Abraham. I'm not going to promise Ishmael any salvation. I'm not going to promise your other wives any salvation that you've had offspring with, and he had several. But here is your wife Sarah, and I'm going to anoint her with my holy, energized spirit. And she's going to have a son, and you're going to call his name Isaac. And you're going to give him everything you've got, because I'm going to promise him everything I've got, because he's my chosen. I'm going to play the devil's advocate here just a moment. Here comes Abraham. He ain't going to go for that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't buy into that, because he argued with Yahweh on that. And you know what, Sarah, when she got this information from Yahweh, you know what she did? She said, Abraham, you cast out the bondwoman, because the bond will not inherit with the free. Free what? Grace through race. This Isaac, I have found to give him the anointed blessing of a covenant. And I'm going to bless this covenant to this seed, and to this seed only will I give it. Now, let's jump from Isaac. We know that we have a product now, because there was a problem at this point after Isaac fathered, as they supposed that Joseph fathered the Messiah, Yahweh in a flesh body. He didn't. Any more than Isaac fathered the two seeds that was in the room of Rebekah. Remember, this is the son with a covenant, a blessing. And don't you think that Yahweh's setting up the church of grace and race here? And that Satan said, well, now's my chance to jump into the woodpile. And so Rebekah, being confused with the war within her womb, went to Yahweh and was told specifically. I ain't preaching something I'm picking up off the street or out of a funny book. I've studied the plan. I know. I've been there. I know what it says. And you do too. Let me remind you. She said, Yahweh, if I am to have your holy offspring, because whatever I'm going to have here is going to bring forth sons, and you're going to bless every one of them, and you're going to bring 12 out of the loins of Isaac, who's going to be the father of many nations. I ain't talking about many people or many countries. When you say nation in the Bible, it don't give the modern term of, well, that's over in Africa, or that's over in Greece, or that's over in Russia, or that's over in Spain. We use the word interchangeably today, just like we use the word Gentile interchangeably to include anything that's not a Jew. And the world's been made to think that there's two classes of people in the earth, Jew and Gentile. You have to be one or the other. Well, now, you can't be God's chosen people if you ain't a Jew, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. Now, that's coming out of the mouth of the Christian preachers. And I'm going to get into that specifically in the last part of our message when we'll be in here Friday night. I got one more part to do on this message. This is the fourth part. You're hearing the fifth part Friday night. Yahweh willing and the creek don't rise. What did Yahweh say to Rebekah? Rebekah, two different, distinct seeds or nations is in your womb. Now, I'm going to explain to you one of them is from the seed of Isaac, who was the seed of Yahweh. You see, this God man, who Isaac was a God man, he was anointed with a covenant to produce an offspring that would inherit through race and grace. And the two words are so interchangeable, you just have to remove one to get the other. And when you do, you'll see the plan. That's what I'm trying to get you to say tonight. A racial covenant to a people, specifically the fewest people on earth, who are called by my name. They have the ability to blush. I can prove this now. I'm not just here jacking my jaw. You know, I wait for these snakes laying in the bushes. Oh, they listen to Pastor Buddy. You can believe that. They lay in the grass. They're waiting for a mistake. I've had brothers to tell me, Pastor Buddy, I've listened to you, and I've listened to you, and I've tried to catch you where you're wrong. You can't catch the Holy Ghost wrong. If I'm in the Holy Ghost, and I don't want to preach without it, I've tried it and I don't like it. But if you preach with it, you're gonna have a hard saying. You ain't gonna make many friends. Well, I done decided that. I'm a poor preacher. I don't have no money, and I don't want no money. And every dime that I have before I die, that you've sent me for the glory and for the covenant revelation of a racial covenant. I hope I get it done. Praise Yahweh. If I have, I have earned my crown. Been faithful of a few things, I'll make you ruler of many. Some men, all they want to do is sit around and talk about how much money they got or how much money they're going to get. It don't interest me. Your money don't really turn me on. Except you send it to me and let me have radio time. I'll spend it for you.
Well, you bought your television with it.
It's none of your business. If you give it to me, if you're tied to me, if it's for the radio ministry, you specify it. I'll buy whatever I want with it because you gave it to me. And it, as long as it was yours, you can do what you want to with it. You decided to give it to me. And that's for my nourishment. It's the only way I can eat and pay my bills. I don't work. I ain't too sorry to work. I worked for 40 years against the will of Yahweh. I'm serious. I worked for 40 years against the will of Yahweh. He didn't want me to work. And I was so scared because I was such a furious preacher that I preached things that made people mad, and I knew they wasn't giving me no money. And here I was caught between a rock and a hard place because the message that was coming out of my heart was holy, omniscient, omnipotent. He had consented to enter into a covenant with my heart, and I feared him. Woe is me if I fail to declare the whole counsel. I have to declare it. Much knowledge brings sorrow. I said, oh, Yahweh, I'll starve to death. I can't do it. I can't give up a weekly paycheck. I need it. I depend on it. My bills are regulated to that. Well, he made a believer out of me. I've been preaching full-time for a long time, and I've never had to beg for bread. Yeah, I've got a television in my house. I watch it. I watch what I want to on it. It's none of your business what I watch. You say, oh, if you set that evil thing before you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of evil things that are set before you. You've got to make choices. They put an on and off switch on it. You can learn some things off of television. I watched a preacher today. I don't order porn. I don't have a smut channel. And that don't really interest me. Especially my age. I was watching this preacher preach. And they got a satellite system. They're on 24. I think they're on 24 hours a day. I thought to myself, and all they do is sit there and read the Bible and stop every once in a while and make a point, and then they go right on. It's unique how some of these preachers have hypnotized the watcher. The truth never comes out. It's so watered down. It's so watered down. Now, let's go to Moses. I want to comment on him, and I want to make a point here. If salvation is to all of the people on the earth and all the races, even the mixed multitude races, question, why, when they came out of Egypt, did Moses tell them, through the command of Yahweh, to separate from the mixed multitude, the mixed race? When I say mixed multitude, if it said mixed race, don't be around this mixed race. It could rub off on you. You see, the devil likes to pollute. He jumped in Rebecca's womb. How did he do that? The same way he did it with Eve. He don't have no trouble deceiving these white women. These white women are they're weak vessels. Without a husband and a head, they're weak. She didn't consult with Adam. Adam wasn't deceived. The Bible says specifically that Adam was not deceived. And sometimes when a woman jumps out on her own and starts out without the head, she can get in trouble. Eve got in trouble. And the Bible said there would be a constant war between her seed and the serpent's seed. Now, how did serpent get into the mix with Eve? What did he do? Oh, she ate an apple off a tree, and she disobeyed God's word. It was some type of delicious fruit she couldn't resist. You idiots that believe that. And that's all you want to listen to. You sit in these bell box churches and you hear the fancy Dan preachers. Oh, she ate some forbidden fruit upon a tree, and she reached over and picked it, and it was an apple. And thereby, God cursed her. I didn't say that. You see, that's coming out of the 23rd chapter of their imagination. It's not in there that that's what happened. What is in there is that she laid with the serpent, the snake, the beautiful archangel. And he impregnated her, and he became the father of Cain, who is the father of the Canaanite races, who infected and mixed their seed. And I know the plan. I know the scriptures. I don't even have to open up the Bible to show you where this mixed multitude proved to be a burdensome stone to the house of Israel, even in the time of David, 1000 B.C., and even in the time of Christ, 2000 years ago, he encountered these mixed multitude Canaanites that he said were liars and murderers and sons of the devil. Oh, you say, oh, he was speaking. He was speaking in terms of, you know, they had bad spirits. They hadn't been saved. I want to ask you a question. The seed that Rebekah talked to Yahweh about, Rebekah said to him, I'm paraphrasing, something that they teach today that she would have said, but she didn't say it, but I'm paraphrasing the situation so you'll better understand. Now, see here what we got here, y'all. Will you tell me that I've got two different seeds in my womb? One of them is a good seed, and one of them is a bad seed. Now, pray tell me, are you going to save this bad seed? If he's going to come out of my womb, he's going to be part of me. It don't say in the scriptures that Yahweh's going to save the bad seed. He told the Pharisees and the scribes, he said, your father is the devil. Now I want to ask you a question. Would Moses have saved the devil? Would any of the covenants here in the five covenants that I've discussed briefly, I ain't got time to go into them because it's another message, but I'm really giving you the grist of the message here tonight, that Yahweh's not going to save the devil, neither none of his children or any of his offspring who are now represented in the world as tares, racial tares. They're going to be gathered out and severed out, and they're going to be beheaded. Bring them here before me and slay them. Now, I want to ask you a question. If the gospel of salvation is to all races, and Yahweh chose Moses to be his prophet to lead his people out of Egypt away from these evil Egyptians who he said they couldn't get saved and no salvation, but he separated his people and took them to be a separate people above all people in the earth. Now, my question to you is this. Why did he have to separate the sheep from the goats, or the tares from the wheat, or light from darkness? I want to ask you that question. If the Egyptian could be saved, then could the East Africans on up from Egypt in the deep jungles of Africa, where these black people lived, who hunted and ate fruit and each other in the jungle, and today, in the modern age of time, they're still doing it? They don't have any society. They have no conscience. They're still doing all this stuff. over the earth. Now, my question to you, did Moses stand responsible for those Eskimos up north, if they were up there? Did Noah stand responsible for them? Did the flood wipe them out? Or was it the race mixers of Genesis chapter 6 in the region of the providence that we have preached to you about, that the flood was not worldwide, but centrically located where the seed of Noah and the seed of Adam congregated and began to mix and marry, intermarry, just like our today. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Was Moses nor Noah or Abraham, were they responsible for all the rest of the seeds of the earth? When Yahweh said, I have chosen Israel, this is my people. Yeah, but Pastor Buddy, don't you know that he came to the Gentiles? That's us. And he come to the Gentiles, the heathen. No word did he say come to the Gentiles in the original Hebrew. You're just getting that from the translators who have deceived by using the word Gentile. You have assumed that the gospel was to the Gentiles scattered around the rest of the world, and God had a plan to save everybody. Even the devil. And that ain't true. I mean, it sounds good. I wish it was like that. But if it's like that, what good would it be to be good or bad? The devil's bad. His seed's bad. Either you make the tree good and the fruit good, well, the bad ain't going. Or you make the tree bad and the fruit bad, and a leopard can't change his spots, and Yahweh didn't give a covenant to the devil or any of his people or any of them it's deceived by. Matter of fact, he didn't make one with him. He never will, I don't think. Have nothing, 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 have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove it. You think Moses is going to stand responsible for the people in China if they lived there in that time? And the anthropologists say they did. What about the yellow race? Now, this race that came out of Egypt had to be white because they could blush. Ezra in the 9th chapter of the book of Ezra and Nehemiah in the 13th chapter of the book of Nehemiah, read it. And see if these men, who were descendants of those that crossed over the river, or the ocean, or the sea, just see exactly what they could do. Did they blush? Was it an embarrassment? Could your Messiah blush? Was he white? His head was white? And his face was white. The Bible says it was. So then, who's this covenant with? To whom? Is everybody in the covenant? Or is it does it exclude everybody but one people have I chosen upon earth? That's what I read in the Bible. And when you preach it, don't go over too well with everybody. Because you go into churches and, you know, they've done miscegenated and they're sitting in there like woody woodpeckers. And the preacher's saying, you're pecking on their heads, drilling holes in their head and filling it with tradition and false gospel. And people sitting in there eating it up. I mean, my people love to sin, and they love to transgress. They love idolatry. They love race mixing. They love to separate themselves from the covenant of Yahweh. And they don't like to keep themselves pure because there's a spirit in them that provokes them to lust. Boy, you just can't refuse these beautiful Latin, hot Latin girls, buddy, bless God. I'm telling you, they're pretty. They're pretty as peaches when they're ripe on a tree. Glory to God. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You better pass it up. If you don't want your seed killed and destroyed for idolatry and adultery, you better pass it by. Five great covenants in the Bible. The last covenant is with the Messiah. Well, we skipped David's covenant, but I've done express what he wanted to do with the mixed children. Dash their heads against the stones. I delight in it, he said. Kill them all. Have nothing to do with them. Now let's get down to Christ. What'd he say? Well, this is the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew. The author of it is the Messiah himself, who said, the one that sowed these evil seeds into the wheat is the devil and his angels, who have got literal offspring. And I know that's going to blow you out of the water. Why is it that people can't see this? David, in which he said that I'm going to make you the royal heir to the throne of Israel. 2 Samuel 7:12-13. I'm going to make you the royal heir, and you're going to sit upon my throne through the flesh forever. And my people, who are called by my name, in the last days, who have scattered among the heathen and the Gentiles, they wanted to be heathen, so I turned them loose among the heathen. And so when Yahweh sent them out to the Gentiles, he didn't send them out to save the Gentiles. He sent them out to gather the wheat or the sheep from among the heathen Gentiles and save the gospel given to the sheep and was hid from the heathen. They couldn't understand it, and they still don't. They just think as long as they're good, they can play good on the instrument, they go to church, they're going to be saved. That don't make it so. If you're not born from above, with your name on the Lamb's book from the world, you ain't going. Forget it. You ain't making the trip. You say, oh, buddy, I'm going to be translated in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and I'm going to go up on the clouds, and glory to God. What are you going up there for? Well, I'm going up there to meet him. Well, you know, if you'd save yourself a little time and just keep your feet on the ground, that's where he's coming to. I mean, if you want to bounce like a rubber ball, go up there, and just because you can, and spirits can travel, I know that. So when you're translated and made a eternal being, which is what you were to start with, you just put on a temporary flesh body, having a temporary experience in the flesh. That's what eternity or eternal spirits are. Those who were born from above in before the foundation of the world. Their name's on the Lamb's book. Esau's wasn't there. Cain's name wasn't there. The devil and his offspring of Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9, they weren't there. The new covenant is not new. The new covenant that Christ preached is to a specific people from his genetic bloodline himself. Adam was a product of Yahweh. Adam was a son of Yahweh. Noah was a product of Adam. And so on and so forth through the covenant. Christ was a product of David's bloodline. David's bloodline was Aryan. The Bible said he had a ruddy complexion, very fair and ruddy. Christ came through the lineage or the seed of David. And you say, yeah, that's, he was a Jew, glory to God, because David was a Jew. That's a lie. That's false. That can be reputed in the Bible in any debate, and I'm ready. Some of the brightest PhDs that's on the scene that are biblically trained to preach. I ain't biblically trained to preach. I was called to preach the gospel. I wasn't called by the world. I didn't get my PhD in the seminary trained by man. I got it in the Holy Ghost. I was chosen from the foundation of the world with my name on the Lamb's book to preach the gospel. In this sense, I think I was chosen to teach other than preach. But I can do both. And I know what I'm preaching, and I know where it links up, I know where it don't. I know the pieces of the puzzle because I've went over this puzzle for 50 years. I've taken out pieces of the puzzle and redone it and changed my mind, constantly evolving in truth and revelation, growing in grace and knowledge, and I blush today just like Ezra when I see the tragic results that's being produced at the encouragement of a people who claim to be God's chosen people. When you get down to it, ladies and gentlemen, and see the real truth, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I know it's hard. I know it's hard on your family. I know you want to go to your old home church. I went back to mine. I was like a wayward son. Man, they wouldn't receive me. I was disowned, disfellowshipped. Give them my letter. Well, they never did give it to me. They said I never belonged to it, so I didn't have a letter. That's how they got me out of the church. And I was raising hell. I was asking questions, provoking, thought-provoking. They don't want that. They want compliance to their tradition.
Well, you don't need to talk about Santa Claus. The children are upset and they're crying. They heard you say there wasn't any Santa Claus. You just came here to make trouble. We've lied and kept it covered up, and you're trying to pull the wool off and expose us as liars. Santa Claus is a lie. I don't care how much you cry and how much your children cry.
Mary's not in the Godhead. I'm sorry. There's not three gods sitting up there talking about you, how much they love you. There's only one up there, and he's talking about if you don't get your house in order, he's going to set your fields on fire. It's time that you got out of this multiracial, have nothing to do with them, have nothing to do with them, but rather rebuke them. If you go up there to fellowship and eat and drink with them, you'll be judged with them. That's what the Bible said. I ain't right it. So you beware. If you're caught eating and drinking with them, well, then you always could just, and you haven't rebuked. If you go to tell them, and you can tell them in a nice way what you believe, you don't have to get all upset about it. I don't. When I go in, I put on my Sunday go to the best, put on my suit and tie. I do have one. Now, I used to make this a habit back when I was on fire. When I got this revelation, I visited about every church down here in this county and a few more. They will not receive your testimony. They will not receive the name that you bring because it's alien and foreign to them.
Well, I ain't never heard of Yahweh.
I don't mean he ain't right just because you ain't heard of him.
Well, I've been preaching for 50 years, Lord of God. I ain't never heard of a man called Yahweh or a God called Yahweh. You must be out of your mind.
Yeah, you got to be out of your old carnal mind to preach this because it takes a spiritual mind to receive it. If you ain't got one of them, you're like Esau. You're like Cain. You ain't got nothing but darkness and sorrow. And if a gospel's hid, it's definitely hid from them that's lost. Did you know that the more truth you stand for, the less friends you're going to have?
Well, I need fellowship.
Fellowship what? Darkness?
Well, I get a blessing over here, I'm saying.
Man, I'd rather hear that woodpecker pecking on a tree. I'd rather go out in the woods and listen to a woodpecker. Because that's what Yahweh made. Something natural. Something that's not natural is to go in a church where they're multicultural or race mixing and wadded up like a bunch of snakes and trying to justify it and hide from the truth of the reality. No wonder they don't want me to come in. It's called the removal of sin. To separate yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly. That's what the Bible said.
Well, we'll just go over yonder to that other church if you don't want us over there.
I don't want you. If Yahweh don't want you, I don't want you. If you want Yahweh, and I want Yahweh, we're going to get on the same path because He's only on one path. You can't walk on two paths. You can't serve two masters, and you can't ride the rails. You're either going to have to get on Yahweh's side and be a Yahweh worshiper with the truth and keep yourself unspotted from the world and avoid this foolish, idiotic doctrine. You know, some of them believe in two gods. Is there two gods? Is there two names to be born again in? Well, yeah. Some churches got three. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Some have got two. Father and Jesus. Some of the sacred name people is just as bad. They got Yahweh and Yahshua. They've got two gods. They're Trinitarians. Trinitarians. They've narrowed it. I mean, at least they cut one God off. I don't know what they believe about the Holy Ghost, but He's got to be in there somewhere. And if Yahweh is not the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you've got a problem. I don't care how you shake it and put it up into a statement of faith and say, this is what we believe. If it ain't biblical, it's going to be tore down. Everything ain't built on the principle of truth, and the truth is hard. You love money? You want friends? Join the world. You love Yahweh? And you want truth? Well, a man that knows truth has no friends. A man that knows truth has many enemies. A man that knows truth will not fall for the serpent's lie. If you're going to a church that's multiracial, interracial, and they're miscegenating their seeds, I don't advise it. Get out quick, run, 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 Johnny, run. You say, oh, you're just an old-fashioned preacher, Betty. You're behind the times, and I know what you are. You're just a racist. Dyed in the wool. I'm dyed in the wool racist. I believe there's only one family in the earth. And they're all called by His name. Not their names, but His name. Not their names, His name. They don't have three names, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Jehovah and Jesus, or Yahweh and Yahshua. That ain't going to cut it. That's a pretense. You hypocrites. You make a fair showing in the flesh, but your heart's far from me. You want to worship on Saturday, huh? Yeah, that's the Sabbath. Lord, I done them old mean Catholic changed it to Sunday. and they criticize the Catholic Church and berate them. I'm talking about the Seventh-day Adventists. You Seventh-day Adventists are ignorant. You bite the hand that feeds you on one side of the fence, and yet you take the name that the Catholic Corps preaches, and you accept that they changed it from Saturday to Sunday because they said they did, and then you turn around and call them liars. If you believe that they changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday, you fell for their lie. On one side of the fence, you say, well, I believe that, but the rest of it I don't believe. Well, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Since when does the Bible say anywhere, and I'm challenging you Seventh-day Adventists, ain't got a plan. All you can do is criticize the Catholic Church. Well, there's more truth than the Catholic Church, and I assure you that. I talked to a brother that called me today, and we had a discussion along the lines of the Sabbath. Very knowledgeable man. I mean, he goes right in among the lion's den and takes the heat. Ask him to prove it. What about, well, we don't do the new moons no more. See, that was Jewish, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God, we don't do that no more. We've changed. See, this has been changed. Well, who changed it? Well, the Catholic Church. They don't keep the new moon. Well, neither does the Seventh-day Adventist. Now, some of them do keep the... some denominations or some these little packs get it up some around some false prophet and calls himself a false or a last-day prophet, which is nothing but a false prophet because they use two or three names. They're Seventh-day Adventists, but they want to include the new moon because they know it's part Bible. And so they mix and match it to please them, to keep their congregation, making their congregation two for more the child of hell than it was to begin with. You say, Pastor Buddy, I just don't understand why anybody come listen to you preach. I don't either. I ain't never figured that out. I'm telling you, when somebody walks in where I'm preaching, I'd have to say, they must be hungry. You say, no, now you've got them hoodwinked. You've deceived them. I want to ask you a question. How many scriptures can you find in the Bible that Saturday is the Sabbath? How many scriptures can I find in the Bible that the eighth day is the Sabbath? And that confuses you. You Seventh-day keepers, because you don't advocate an eighth day. You don't even know what I'm talking about most of the time. You see, when you debate these people, they don't want to debate you, because when they get to a debate, it might prove to their congregation that they're liars. You know, if you got a razor-sharp preacher or a teacher or a debater like Paul, Paul could discern. He could divide the people was against him, against themselves, and he had them fighting against themselves. That's a royal race debater. I'm a royal race debater. I go for the jugular. I bring the sword. You either put up or shut up. The gospel will stop every mouth. And that's what the preachers of Yahweh are sent to do. They're not sent to compromise with you and put on their nice suits and ties and be diplomatic and courteous. My God, they wouldn't even be worthy to sit down beside Elijah because they'd afraid some of the bear grease would rub off on them. You might have sat down in a pile of doo-doo out in the woods, in the wilderness, and he probably smelt like a skunk on a rainy day with his camel hide on. Bless God, it'd be an honor for me to sit with him because he was a man. When he went up on Mount Carmel, he discovered that all Israel had gone into idolatry and went over to worship the Lord. And we've still got plenty of them, but we ain't got no Elijahs to tell people about it. No wonder they're blind and lost. We ain't got nobody to tell them, to show them their sins, and to separate theirself. Well, I got to close. Man, I've got to close. I'm way behind you. Praise Yahweh. You're listening to Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call, sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. And Dr. Gary's number, give it out for you if you'd like to call him, 1-877-289-7439. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. And for all of you that support me and still love me because I bought myself a TV, not out of the ties. I didn't buy no TV out of ties. I'd like to pass that along on behalf of those that accused me, falsely accused me of doing so. Television don't mean a thing to me. But bless God, you'll know I've been in the Bible if you want to have a discussion. Because I've been there. And I've read it. I've flipped a page. And I've done it because I love you. I've done it because I want truth. I've done it because I don't want to go to hell and I don't want to see nobody else go. Repent. Come out of her, my people. And accept it. In the great name of Yahweh. And you'll find rest for your soul. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you. What am I going to see you? I'm going to see you Friday night with the final part. You don't want to miss it. The final part of Is Race Mixing a Sin? I think by now, since you've listened to the fourth part, you might actually believe it could be, simply because sin is the transgression of the law. Well, if you love Him and keep His commandments and walk upright before Him, and Yahweh will bless you. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30, around the world on WWRB. Many blessings to you, and Yahweh keep you safe and unspotted from the world. Went through the fence, looking for some friends. John saw me scram, so he probably...